So take care, everyone, and enjoy the rest of your week. Bye for now.
Hello and welcome to CanQueer, home of Canada's queer media. I'm just moving around trying to find my headphones here. Live radio at its finest. Now, we're coming out of Radio Punjab. My co-host for today, Sebastian Plant, has informed me that he has found tulip fields in the Netherlands that are yet to be frolicked amongst. So that is where he is. I think it was his determination to frolic amongst the tulips and occasionally tiptoe until he has achieved every single one of them whilst he's on his vacation in the Netherlands. Now, we have a bit of a music-themed show today. There has been so many stories coming up about just the news is not kind at the moment. I think that's the biggest frustration that we have. You know, for example, in the United States, the amount of bans on books have increased by over 28% in the last 6 months. There have been more anti-gay legislations tabled than in the last 2 or 3 years combined. It is at a truly astonishing rate that we're looking at in terms of legislation targeting the LGBT community, specifically the gay community and the trans community. It is very, very concerning, and certainly something that can be a little exhausting as well. But maybe the theme for today's show is more born from my recent obsession with Inigo's Jericho, which I have been hoarding over on TikTok, including various remixes of it. So it's just been all over the place. I'm sure anyone who's spent any time on TikTok will recognize this. We'll play the actual track in just a few minutes. So that is that was a remix of Jericho by Inigo. We're going to jump into the actual track, but this Brooklyn-based artist who uses they/them pronouns, I think, is tapping into some latent amount of queer rage, and it's not the first time that queer folks have tapped into that vibe. The theme for today's show is really LGBTQ artists, as Canadian as I can get them, although there are a few that that have sneaked in that they are not Canadian. Inigo is probably the best example to kick off the list, and then, you know, David Bowie. We can't go too far away from David Bowie, but you know, we've got your classics in there. Canadian based now, Orville Peck is in there, Ray Spoon is coming up a little bit later, Rhea May, excellent musicians, but I can't get past some of these incredible remixes of this track and some covers. you know, what I really enjoy about TikTok is the generative versions of it. So we just get people doing their own versions. I clearly spend far too much time on that. But you're not here to listen to TikToks. So you can always look at them for that. But this is Jericho by Inico, and we are going to be experiencing some queer rage today. So that's where we are at when the news is unpleasant. And the weather is also not looking stellar today. This is where we up, where we end up, and we'll be back just after this. I'm from outer space. I got Milky Way for blood, evolution in my veins. I'm gone, I've been far away. I'm illuminated, I'll make a move, start a waves. I've been dreaming about flying for a long time. I had a vision from the crazy they want a coastline. Artificially intelligent AI. I'm your future, past and present, I'm a fine line. Yeah, I'm a vessel of this illusion.
Shaved the bang, no, this is a song. as a child of the government.
Brought you the edges of your life, and now you are looking over, and all we can say is it's gonna be alright. And I am looking forward to looking back on these days, and on every corner someone holds a sign that says I am homeless, I am hungry. In their spare time, tell me which is the crime. And may you never test positive. Pregnancy, HIV, may you never be the receptacle of blame. May you never be the scapegoat for a whole world full of shame. May you never be fighting for your life and at the same time have to fight for your open both eyes. We sit back in our easy chairs and try to sympathize, whether from the point of a needle or the edge of our beds. We too, like too many others, could be dead, and our actions will define us before a single definition can be said. Yes, so what if God is testing us? What if that's true? What are you going to do? What is the answer to you? Of your life, and now you are looking over, and all we can say is it's gonna be alright. And I am looking forward to looking back on these days when all a sign that says I am homeless, I am hungry, and I have AIDS.
Hello. And welcome back to Cangri, home of Canada's queer medium. My name is Luke Smith, and that was Annie DeFranco with On Every Corner, a powerful piece, obviously covering the HIV/AIDS crisis at the peak. And before that, we had Child of the Government, Charlie Wolf, really speaking to the rage that built up as a result of Indigenous children being taken and far too often killed in residential schools. We are going to be continuing with our theme a little bit in a second. First of all, we did want to acknowledge that Barry Humphreys, people may not be that familiar with the name Barry Humphreys, but maybe far more familiar with his drag persona, which is Dame Edna Everidge. Now, Dame Edna was a truly larger-than-life figure in Australia and the UK, and I think some Canadians are certainly going to be aware of Dame Edna. But following the recent passing of the truly incredible Lily Savage, played by Paul O'Grady, and now Dame Edna, played by the highly talented Barry Humphreys, we are certainly losing a generation of those iconic older characters. And they, you know, it makes me think of Mrs. Doubtfire by Robin Williams, you know, these same sort of ilk in terms of comedy and female impersonation that has happened for quite a while. The dry wit that persevered. Unfortunately, Dame Edna Everidge, as I mentioned, passed away at 89 just this past week. And then recently before that, we had Lily Savage, played by Paul O'Grady, who passed away, and I'm sure everybody is aware that Robin Williams has passed away before that as well. Now, in good news, people who are into watching a pleasant TV show called Heartstopper, it was a book. It's not a book. It's a graphic novel. It was more picture than words. I think the word to picture ratio was heavily slanted on the picture side, but it made it very quick and easy reading. And I don't know about you folks, but sometimes with everything that's going on in the world, sometimes just having a book which is very, very easy to read and pleasant is a very welcome surprise. The next edition of Heartstopper has been announced to be hitting the bookshelves in November, and the Netflix team behind the TV adaptation, or the Netflix adaptation, have announced that it'll be coming, the next series will be coming on the 3rd of August. So I'm very excited, but it's nice, it's pleasant. It's banned in California, but you know, that's all the fun things are banned in California. But yes, we are excited to see the 3rd of August, the next round of Heartstopper coming through. We'll be keeping an eye out on more news as we continue through today's show. We are touching on a little bit of queer rage today with all of the terrible news. We are going to express this frustration via song. Next up, Tom Robinson Band with Glad to Be Gay. Going to follow that up with some classic David Bowie, Rebel Rebel. And then Parachute Club, I Stayed Away from Rise Up, but I was extremely tempted. We're going to throw in some Sexual Intelligence instead. And then, just to make it as gay as possible, we are going with Barbra Streisand's Don't Rain on My Parade. And we'll be back just after these.
The World Health Organization. It's a medical song, and it concerns a disease whose classification, according to the International Classification of Diseases, is 302.0.
Mm-hmm.
stories I've heard about them raiding our pubs for no reason at all, lining the customers up by the wall, picking out people, knocking them down, resisting arrest as they're kicked on the ground, searching their houses, calling them queer. I don't believe that sort of thing happens here. Page 3 of the Sun. There's no nudes in Gay News or One magazine, but they still found excuses to call it obscene. Read how disgusting we are in the press, the Telegraph, People and Sunday Express. Molesters of children, corruptors of youth, it's there in the paper, it must be the truth. You're perfectly safe as you walk down the street. You don't have to mince or make bitchy remarks to get beaten unconscious and left in the dark. I had a friend who was gentle and short. He was lonely one evening, he went for a walk. Queer bashers caught him, kicked in his teeth, was only hospitalized for a week. And he still bears the scars.
Sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way. Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay. Sing if you're happy that way.
And sit back and watch as they close down our clubs, arrest us for meeting and raid on our pubs. Your boyfriend's at least 21, so only your friends and your brothers get done. Lie to your workmates, lie to your folks, put down the Queen's, tell anti-queer jokes. Gay lives ridiculous, join their laughter. The buggers are legal now, what more are they after?
Just a quick reminder, that song and a couple of others do, especially from LGBT folks, do occasionally reclaim words that have been used to deride and criticize and belittle the LGBTQ community. Sometimes we use queer all the time here at Ken Queer. And I think, as I mentioned, that song had a couple of those. So we apologize for not flagging that earlier. But contextually, in terms of expressing queer rage, this is still a very good fit and speaks to that. That shared experience of having these terrible terms used against us and then we're using them for ourselves. This is Rebel Rebel by David Bowie.